Hey, good morning. Good morning, good morning. That Friday going on here. I love Fridays. Good to talk with Brianna. That's how we kick off the hour. And then we followed up kind of a 1-2 punch with Terry Anderson, president and CEO, CHI St. Francis. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
Happy birthday. I'm not going to sing the whole thing through.
That's okay. Well, again, thank you.
It's excruciating. You. Happy birthday.
Well, thank you.
And you're so cool about that. You took the day off for your birthday, and you still come in here and do your radio segment.
Absolutely. I got some good things to share. I'm excited.
When don't you?
I know.
What's going on? What's happening?
Well, you know, the biggest thing that we have kept kind of under the wraps because we were just working through it, we are going to take a great portion of the inside the facility and make it a pediatric therapy department. We've got the designer. She's Rovi from the cardiac rehab. She is an artist. She is just brilliant at her artwork. And so we gave her an open canvas. She's going to, you know, paint the walls. She's going to, you know, carpet stimulation, you know, artery on the walls. It's going to be great.
And now, then, say that again.
Pediatric therapy services.
Now, yeah. We had a discussion yesterday, and someone in my little group said, I wasn't even aware there was such a thing.
Yep.
Here you go, bringing something new to us here.
And I'm really excited. We didn't have enough room in the area that we're doing our therapy services, and adjacent to that was this whole area that home care used to be in.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's got a couple offices. It's got a large area. Bill, it's probably, I don't know, 4 times size of this room, and it's empty. So, man, we're just going to spruce it up. We got the therapy. We've doubled our therapists out there. We've got speech capability of 4 times a week, where before it was just we had to rely on somebody from an area hospital come in after hours to do it. So
back up to the pediatric thing. Have you been looking at this for a while? Is this
been kind of
incubating?
We've been kind of just, I mean, I was just waiting to break the mold. And then when I went up to Julie, that's our head of our therapy department, I said, Julie, can I just share this nugget? Because, you know, we've got the design and we're ready to go. We're hoping to have it up and running in May.
Wow.
I know.
So it's going to happen quick.
It's going to
happen everything
quick.
Everything else has been going on out there.
You know, and the other thing is we're so close. We're waiting for funding for our fluoroscopy room.
Okay.
That's a roll of the tongue, isn't it?
Yeah.
And that's going to be huge. And we've got the provider. We signed the contract. He will be up there starting one day a week, but potentially 3 to 4 days a week. And so that radiology department is just going to take off.
What is fluoroscopy?
So
you kind of break that down.
So if you have a breast biopsy, And they can go in there and look at it better. If you've had a stroke, they can do a swallow study and see where, you know, if you're having obstruction in your airway, you know, and what the problem is. More diagnostic.
Yeah.
Yeah, radiology.
So this is all going on at CHI
in
our community. You're bringing everything home to us here.
That absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, and the other good thing is I want to shout out to long-term care employees. We had back-to-back survey. They came in and they looked at our payment source, which is we do MDSs, and we switched from like a rug base to a PBDM, patient driven, and it was more on your therapy services, more on directly what the patient gets. So, you know, they want to make sure that we're billing CMS correctly. So they came in and did an audit of the chart review. Are you charting to substantiate what you're billing.
Mm-hmm.
So we finished that up. She left on Tuesday, and last Wednesday in came another survey, and she left on Tuesday. And we give the complimentary us on the care we give. So pretty excited about that.
Wow, you better be excited about that. Yeah.
And you never know when they come in what they're going to find. You know, they have an idea of what they want to look at. But if a resident says, the food is always cold, then they have to go to 2 other residents and say, how is the food? Then they go to the kitchen and they look at refrigerator temps, and then they interview staff. How is the food prepared? And then if anything jumps out as they're doing it, then they go down into that.
That gets reported and then looked into.
Yeah. And so she was just like, so, you know, I was a little nervous because she said, nope, I'm digging into something else. And so you sit there and wait. And then, of course, she took the weekend off and it came back and it was nothing. So I'm like, hey, I can live with this. So great staff.
Well, absolutely. And mm-hmm. and take a bot there. And now expanded pediatric services, too.
I know.
You've got to be happy about that.
Extremely.
Yeah.
Extremely.
Now, is that something, too, because you and your staff, your eyes looking at community needs, is that something that came back from the community? Is like, we would like more in this area?
Absolutely. We had quite a few staff in the building that had to go elsewhere, especially in the speech department.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's so much that can be done. This one individual, they were getting braces and they had to go to a speech to get that taken care of. Or even, you know, elderly people that, you know, your voice changes and you have to train your vocal cords to help speak.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that, Bill? Yeah, I did not
never
know
had
that.
A problem speaking, Terry.
Yeah, me neither. But that your vocal cords weaken as you get older, and you have to put more emphasis, and you run out of breath while you're talking. So I'm learning so much.
Wow,
every day.
I bet you are. That was going to be my next question. This has been kind of what a learning curve.
I know. But just to see the excitement with the staff. I mean, you know, it just buzzes.
Doesn't that make your job fun though?
I mean, again,
every day is like a learning curve.
Yep. And Brian came in, he goes, Terry, we're so close to get the equipment and just waiting, you know, we got to know by the end of the week and then we'll get the whole room and then I will tell you, and the one thing that Brian shared with me is majority of the healthcare facilities struggle to get X-ray technicians. He is full and people are calling to come and work for him.
I love that.
I said, Brian, I don't know what you're doing, but keep it up.
Yeah, keep doing it.
You, and you know, and the smiles on their face, it's a resting face out there, smiles.
I love that. And again, always great to hear about this every Friday. I appreciate you coming here and sharing this with us and sharing it with the community on things going on out there. Next week, what's up for next
week? Well, I'm out of town for a workshop, so I'm just going to reach out to people in the building and see
all
who
right.
wants to come. Maybe Bernadette will come.
There you go.
Yeah.
And I enjoy the guests you bring, too.
I know.
You've got good people out there.
They are.
All right. Well, get out of here and go celebrate your birthday today.
I will do that.
Young lady, she's 35 today, by the way.
Yeah.
Say thank you, Bill.
And I feel 28.
Terry Anderson, President and CEO, CHI St. Francis. Good to have you in here.
Hey,
you have the best weekend ever.
You too, Bill.
See, I beat you to the punch on that one. Yes. 928 here, Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. President Donald Trump issued a 60-day waiver on the Jones Act, which was confirmed by the White House on Wednesday. Axios says that the White House formally eliminated the requirements that only American ships can transport cargo between domestic ports. Officials are looking to ease access to fuel and supplies while the Strait of Hormuz remains bottled up by the war with Iran. The White House is attempting to pull multiple levers as the Iran war pushes gasoline prices higher and restricts access to goods that farmers and other industries need to function. Market analysts say the move may only have up to a modest effect on most gasoline prices in the U.S., which now average approximately $3.84 per gallon. That's according to AAA, up roughly $3 before the conflict began. Oil prices